Flags are flying at half-staff today at the White House and other public buildings to honor the five people killed at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, last Thursday. The White House had initially denied a request to order flags at half-staff, but President Trump issued a proclamation this morning. To get a sense of how the newsroom of the Capital Gazette newspaper is moving forward after the tragedy, we're joined now by Trif Alatsis, who is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Baltimore Sun Media Group, which owns the Capital Gazette. Trif Alatsis, thanks for joining us, and of course, our condolences. These victims were your employees, your colleagues.
Yes, thank you. You know, we're deeply saddened by this attack on the Capital Gazette newsroom, and it's difficult to, you know, it's just a difficult time for our company. And these were, you know, beloved colleagues in Rebecca, Wendy, John, Rob, and Gerald. And we've kind of spent the past few days really focused on their families and, you know, our employees. And as you know, our coverage to make sure that we continue to provide the news to this community.
What are you telling your employees right now? How are they holding up?
Yeah, again, I mean, it's difficult, but, you know, they're professionals, and they are committed to this coverage in memory of their lost colleagues. And so we've really spent time providing, you know, support. We've had counselors on staff to be here for folks, and we certainly have a 24/7 hotline for them as well. And we've really been focused on all of them as well as this coverage. And what we're telling people is to make sure they take time, even, you know, as you know, in coverage of such an intense story, and this one's obviously deeply personal, they're very focused and they're professionals, but some do need some time. And so the advantage of working for an organization like ours is that we can provide, you know, support from other divisions, and that's what we've been doing. But we've really just been telling folks to do what they need, to take the time that they need, and to make sure that they're, you know, taking care of themselves, each other, and certainly we want to be here for the victims' families.
Well, you say they should take time. You know, they did put out a paper the very next day right after the attack. It reminded me of during Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, the people who were working for the Times-Picayune newspaper there who were losing their own homes during that storm made sure to get that paper out the next day. What does that tell you, that even in the midst of all this, that these journalists, they feel they have a job to do?
Yeah, no, you know, that's terrific. You're absolutely right. And it's, you know, it's the journalists and it's the folks in advertising and circulation and operations. I mean, these were beloved colleagues. And, you know, we knew them. Some of the advertising people worked alongside, you know, these folks in a building, you know. So they're just so dedicated and committed to serving. And it's just been so inspiring. And I admire, you know, their courage and their bravery, you know, especially the folks at the Capital Gazette, because they were insistent. They were ready to go. We are going to cover this story, because they knew that the community that they serve expected it, and that's what they did.
There was a vigil last Friday, and there was a Gazette reporter, Pat Ferguson, who said, "Someday our better angels will rise to form a more perfect union. We are not the enemy. We are you." There was an editorial published over the weekend. Gazette staff wrote, "We won't forget being called an enemy of the people," which is something that President Trump has called the press. Now, I want to make clear again, there's no evidence that these statements had anything to do with this shooting, but it's obviously come up from your own journalists. Is there a discussion about that?
Well, I mean, obviously, we are committed to our First Amendment rights to cover this community. We believe it's our mission to hold the powerful accountable, to ask the questions that others can't. We believe it's important that we cover the community, and we have certainly, you know, written opinions from our editorial board on various issues on where we stand. But but we are committed to covering the community. We've had overwhelming support from throughout the world of people who have said that we should hold the powerful accountable, to question authority, to cover this community, because if we don't cover it, who will?
That's Trif Alatsis, who is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Baltimore Sun Media Group, which owns the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.